This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So last week I introduced a new topic. So inshallah, I will be leading by Azza wa Jalla. I will talk about the first ayah mentioned by Imam Nawawi, and then there will be attached to it that which we promised to talk about last week, inshallah. I decided just to go forward with the answer because I guess we have been talking about it more and more so much. So let's just take some part of our class and then we might pass up in the end, inshallah. So if you remember, last week Imam Nawawi began this chapter by advising the leaders and the judges to make sure that those people who are the next to them are from the Salih, from the righteous. And also, Imam Nawawi invited the leaders to stay away from the poor house, those people who are evil and friends, companies, evil companies. Because they don't bring anything to the life of a person except to repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "We are aware of the Quran and the Bible, and we are related to the Quran." See, in this life, it is impossible for you to live without having a company. Naturally, this is where it must be us. And in some of the living company, we are social beings by nature. That's why when a person is isolated by people, either authority or to be jailed, you know, sometimes some people will come out getting affected, you know, in their life. Especially in those places where nobody is visiting them, they stay alone. Yeah, and also, we like to have also there's no religion. Because some people, when they go to that place, there is an opportunity for them to reflect. Actually, this place is supposed to be place of reflection, a place where a person will come and think deeply what exactly brought him to this place. As first and foremost, and then the amount of the days he will be spending there, he spent them in the right way. The way he comes out, he writes in the Quran, so knowledgeable person, he knew about the things. The Sheikh Islam said, as he doesn't know, his enemy is going to go for him. As if they chase him out of the place, he will be Siyaka, at least he will go to some other places. If they go to the jail, he says, and this is how long we have been mixing with people, I couldn't have my own time, so that's the chance. So if my enemy killed me, he says that you had a child also. He says, I have made him confused. He doesn't know exactly what he did. So how about this? And people who understand the value of life. He lived in a place where I saw my justice was the law. So when you went to jail, then you convert the jail into madness. And those people, they don't want that. You know what they want to be? You know, the most complete. This is how it's supposed to be. Jail is supposed to be madness. Person reflects and come back as a righteous and a good person, and then he stops committing the evil that took him to the jail. If that jail made him going to jail is because of that. But there are some people, they are not, you know, by nature. But there are certain mistakes. For instance, he did not pay the loan he owed others. And he tried to do his best. And subhanAllah, he's confronted by the judge who is in the last world, and they jailed him because of that. There are some also in jail as well. MCD was in jail because of the law. So Allah was also in jail. And Absalom Malik, before he died, he said if he died, MCD. MCD was a great scholar, you know, not Muslim. You don't need any explanation about this Muslim. And he was in jail. And you can imagine, it wasn't because of intentional, you know, delay of the payment. Probably it doesn't happen, but he is tested advice when you disagree with Allah. Because if you borrow money from somebody and you are not able to pay it, you're not paying it, you just cannot pay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you can kind of reverse the margin. If another one will be a if a person is facing difficulties, then the creditor had to wait for him until the time he's able to pay the debt. As well as said, this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for another one to be a mess. He has to wait for him until the time he is able to pay the debt. So, and it's a value of paying them, it's a only then they took the permission from their Khalifa, and then they gave the permission to the power of the to go for this. So that's the main issue. We are so shocked by nature, we cannot be able to have to miss with us. We must have them. Otherwise, we're going to be depressed. And the Lord says, when I put them in shirk, you are being poetic, you are seeing how you're seeing them. How are you going to do it? He said, there is no way for you to live without having somebody next to you that you complain to you from time to time. You will not trust me if you don't have somebody like this. Nobody makes you trust in this life, you just live with your group. Unless if you are so strong in righteousness, you don't even care about those things, but if you worry about things and you don't have somebody that you complain to from time to time, you're going to be depressed. Some will be tolerant. That's why he says you must have somebody that you trust, in which whenever you are at home, you go to him and talk to him. You know, sometimes it's just reaching into that close friend of yours gives you. And so Allah, he's not telling you things which will make you happy. That's why he said you are sleeping. How are you sleeping? How are you doing? You know, sometimes he's going to solve your problem. You talk to him, he will settle the things. Sometimes he can't. But he can tell you some good words. You know? Good words that will make you happy. He doesn't solve your problem, but he tells you teach you how to think. Or sometimes we'll cry with you. When you cry, he also will cry with you. Now, when you find somebody also in the Muslim, I mean, somebody sharing the same feeling with you, it becomes easy. As Hamza said, وَلَوْلَا كَفَرْتُ بَعْدِينَ حَوْلِي عَلَى الْحَوَلِينَ لَمْ أَتَلْتُ أَسْلِينَ. She's referring to how her children were killed in Muslim, yeah, as well. So she was referring to her brother who was ill before Islam. She was almost going to kill herself. He said, but then when I see everyone is crying, I saw how. Because there was also a number one for a crying, but nobody's thinking of killing himself. I also still thinking of killing myself. You see what you are, I'm like a prophet. So this is weird. You must have something. So since this is our nature, therefore we should be out. Advise you to choose the best. Somebody who will definitely be a true friend to you. And we will see what is the advice of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then we end with the evil consequence of not listening to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam concerning this one. The Prophet says, Sayyidu al-Haq, Makkah, how we do it now. Omen yadudu nasadu liyakha. But if the right is the man sometimes shifted to think the shelter to be a human. It's hard to find business in this life. Imam Shafi says, I have so many friends. When calamity happens, they will be asking, where are they? They run away. None of them will answer. This poet says, the true friend is somebody who stands with you. We add to this one, stands with you in doing that which is right. Spirits in hardship, they always will. But when you look at somebody in front, and one who is willing to harm himself for you to benefit. But when you are right with the man's sadaq, shattered the finger, shattered the beard, somebody who is willing to keep his affairs scattered for yours to be combined all together. If you keep aside all of his issues and more, you will allow your seats and protect. Nowadays, it's from Shah, he said, it's not easy to find friends like this. So the Prophet said, looking at the nature of friendship, Asahib Sahib, right? Friends and dragons, they drag their friends to their own behavior and attitude. That's the reason why God's last one said you have to be very careful. Make sure you choose the best one. Otherwise, on the day of judgment, you will regret it. Most likely, he will drag you, you'll behave like him, and you will regret it. Even by no compromise. Unfortunately, nowadays we are so weak. You know, it's not easy for me to quit. It's not easy for me to stay away from them. We have been together for ages. You have to remember, it's a matter of hell or tragedy. This is a matter that you need to have. You're not supposed to think about anyone. Let's say you walk with him for 1 million years. It doesn't matter if this is to, if he's taking another path, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like, just cut him off. Just keep the temporary friendship between you and him, but not the close relationship. Otherwise, trust me, my dear brothers and sisters, tomorrow he will drag you back to his own attitude and behavior. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one of you should make sure that you should choose the best. Look into your friends and select the best one. Don't you ever agree with somebody to be your friend to accept the believer? You see, he didn't say, that's what I did then. Muslim? No, he says, move me. Level that is higher than Islam. Make your friends the best to choose the believers of Allah. That's what I did then. When I have a problem in letter, not you invite anyone to come and eat your food, except somebody who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because usually people who invite you to come and eat food, that's the whole. These are close people to us. Prophet Allah subhanahu said, those who are chilly and those who fear Allah this topic, I guess, doesn't need that much of explanation, but if a person is not willing to take this,
is not doing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to do. If there is anyone who is corrupt, it is wajib upon him to stay away from him, upon you to stay away from him. It's not recommended. No, it's wajib, because preservation of your religion, your tarbiyah, your iman is a necessity. We're talking about life or death. Why do I call it death? Because if you don't have religion, you are technically a dead living person. A dead moving person. Somebody who is dead but moving. Because wherever Sharia doesn't exist, that person is dead. Allah says, "Istajibu lillahi wa lirasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum." So it's wajib for you to stay away from him and just keep that relationship for the da'wah purpose. I mean, the relationship you need for da'wah purpose should remain. But that close relationship, shouldn't be between you and him, out of the fear of him dragging you, because his path is more attractive than yours in terms of the dunya issues. It's more attractive than yours. And Shaitan knows how to use him to convince you to join him also. That's why these are the matters that accept no compromise for the believer. Either he's doing the right thing or you stay away from him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. That person misguided me. And subhanAllah, this person is reflecting upon this these matters, you know. He misguided me. He was the one who took me to this and that. I was doing things in the right way. He came and told me this and that. There is a fatwa by Sheikh Mufti, so on, you know. And I went and I followed him. And now look at my situation. Question. That regret, is it going to benefit him? No. It's too late. You cannot regret on the day of judgment. It's too late. Even if you do, it will be useless. قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةُ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِ الْعَذَابِ. In this dunya, this is the time you can reflect on what you're doing and then change and make a reformation to fix yourself. But when you move back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no U-turn. You just have to keep going. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this first ayah quoted by Imam al-Nawawi, he said, Allah says, Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'aduhum li ba'adin aduun illa al-muttaqi. Subhanallah. You know who is Khalil? Khalil is the closest friend to a person. They call him Khalil because they said that love between us, you know, reached the heart and penetrated every part of his body. You know, it covers almost everything. In a way, you just do whatever that Khalil is asking. You cannot say no to him. Somebody who is really there to you, you know, somebody that you share the secret, you know, with. These people, they are like, you know, twins. Although they don't share any blood relationship except that which is from Adam alayhi salam, but they are like twins. But subhanAllah, this is the dunya. But in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعَضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Listen to this, my dear brothers and sisters. He says, any friend that you have in this dunya is going to become your enemy, except if your friendship with him is based on taqwa. That's the khulla and the friendship that will remain on the day of judgment. And you Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابُ. Connections and the links that you have with others is going to be cut off. Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wa ahbib man shi'ta fa innaka ufariqu." Love whomsoever you wish, but a day will come you will leave that person back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he will leave you. So there's a very good message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us to make sure that those who are next to you, they are the good ones. Don't you ever accept to take somebody who is a loser as a friend. And no apology. Let people talk. You know, they will describe you a lot of description. You are arrogant, you are this and that. Don't worry about that. The only thing that I will advise you is to be humble. Whether you're humble, if you're making sujood to them, trust me, they will say you are arrogant. As long as you are not sitting in their own places, you are not following them in what they are doing, you're not sharing the same, you know, thing they are doing, they're going to give you a lot of titles. So be humble, act like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and love good to everyone, advise them in the right way, but don't you ever be closer to them. Don't you ever be closer to them because of that big fear of them dragging you to their own path. So as I said, no compromise. Either they are doing the right thing or you stay away from them, or else you are going to face the consequences on the day of judgment. And this also shows how great is this day. And the issue of the Qiyamah is the greatest issue that is awaiting us, my dear brothers and sisters, and it needs a lot of preparation. You can see those people who are connected to each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of judgment, they will be separated, except those who are having their friendship in this dunya and the brotherhood in this dunya based on the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I said, a person should make a strong preparation for that. And as you know, this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a lot of things. And one of them, my dear brothers and sisters, is this visitor that is going to visit us starting by tomorrow. And the good thing about dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you will never be late. At any time you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're welcome. Dear brothers and sisters, it needs preparation. Yeah, this is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply the good deeds and the righteousness. Whatever good deed you do, no matter how much little it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply it. And on top of all, this is a month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free people from hell. And once this happens, bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla, you are done. Allah is not like his creation. Once he puts his mercy in a place, he is al-hakim. This is the place where that mercy deserved to be. There will be no change. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels to put you among those people who will not go to hell, it will never change. Allah is going to put an eye of protection on you. Bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla, you will live the best kind of life. So get ready for this, my dear brothers and sisters. And there are certain things that a Muslim should be busy with. As I always mention, the most important thing to be preserved in the month of Ramadan is fasting. We're talking about the day of judgment. You know, the harshest day, the day of sadness. But there are some whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless, you know, by making them happy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِصَائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِسِيَمِهِ. The Prophet said, the one who fasts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two moments of happiness given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he breaks his fast, he will be happy. This is very natural. We have seen this almost every day we break our fast. And the second time, which is the best moment, when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised to make you happy. You know, this is the ultimate success that everyone is waiting for. Somebody asked one of the scholars, he said, how come, you know, he told him, Ya Sheikh, can you tell me who am I going to be? What will be my status on the day of judgment when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He told him, sir, and that person was a king. He told him, sir, you will be one of the two people. This person, ila ahli. Just like a missing person who missed his family for ages, and now he's coming back. You will see some of the family members are crying, you know, out of happiness. You are crying, they're crying out of happiness. You know, nobody can explain how much happy you are. He said, if you are a righteous person, when you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be like this. On top of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will make you happy if you fast for my sake. And he did correctly according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, but if you are not a righteous person, you will be kal-abd al-abiq yuzaffu ila sayyidi. He says, you will be like a slave that ran away from the master for ages. And the master sent some people to go and look for him, and they got him at the end of the day. They brought him back to the master. Look at the concept of slavery in the past. You can understand what will be the status of this slave when he goes back to the masters after that. So this is just an example, a clue of what can possibly happen on the day of judgment. That's why, wallahi, we have no choice except to make a good preparation for this, because at any moment we might be living this life back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows? This is an opportunity that is given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I really advise myself and anyone who can hear this, wallahi, make use of it. You don't know, it is not a joke. This might be the last Ramadan we're going to have. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us long life, you know, in this dunya and righteousness to see so many Ramadan. But the possibility is always there that this might be the last Ramadan. You know, there used to be a lot of people who were there before. SubhanAllah, this Ramadan, they are not with us. So make the best of it. Make sure that every single time is not wasted in Ramadan. You shouldn't do that actually out of Ramadan, but in Ramadan, this is an opportunity that Allah SWT has given you to reflect and to get as much as you can, to save for your future, to make sure that on the day of judgment, you don't regret. One of the best acts of worship that Allah SWT loves is fasting. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was advising somebody, you know, that man asking, Ya Rasulullah, what should I do to please Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Give me something that I will be busy with. He said, Alayka bis-siyam fa'innahu la idla lahu. He said, I advise you to fast because I couldn't see something similar to the fasting in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Ramadan is a month of Qiyam, Qiyam al-Layl. Don't you ever miss Qiyam al-Layl. Come to the masjid and pray with the people if you know you cannot do it at home. And don't be lazy, and don't let Shaitan deceive you, because sometimes Shaitan will tell you, you might tell yourself, no, I will do it at home, but unfortunately, you left the masjid, you lost this one, and you go home, you cannot do it, because praying at home, if you're not familiar with this, sometimes it is a bit heavy. In the masjid, it's light. When you are with everyone, it's light. The prayer will finish, you don't even know it finished. That laziness will come, you know, you might not be able to do it. Therefore, I advise, don't you ever miss the prayer in the masajid. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you pray in Ramadan and you do it sincerely for the sake of Allah based on Iman, Allah will forgive all of your sins. If you fast in Ramadan sincerely for the sake of Allah, Allah will forgive all of your sins. If you pray with the Imam until the end of the prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it as if you pray for the whole night. Ramadan is a month of Quran. Read Quran a lot. Don't make a schedule for that. If you are working or you're a student, just say to yourself, whenever I have free time, I'm not doing anything, I'm not in the classroom, I will just open my app and read the Quran. Every single letter you read, you get 10 reward. Wal hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 10 reward. Ila sab'i mi'ati dhi'fi. Up to 700 reward for every letter. Ila some of us, because of their righteousness and their sincerity, Allah will be giving them much, inshallah. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I was saying, don't make a schedule for yourself because you might not be able to follow it if you are a student or you work in a place. Just take the opportunity of the break you're having and the free time you have at any moment. Just open the app you have and do what you can. Using light Allah, you will be able by doing this to finish the Quran many times before the end of Ramadan. Because sometimes when you make that schedule, you might not be able to make it. And there we go, slowly, 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 the schedule will be there. So Ramadan is a month of Quran. You do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply the reward. You know, if before Ramadan and after Ramadan, you get that kind of reward, one letter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 10. In Ramadan, up to 700 times, much more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply for some of us according to their iman and dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is a month of charity. When you do the charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also take care of it until the day of judgment. You receive it at the best form. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of your charity in a way in the day of judgment you will see it much bigger than what you are given. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ramadan, he usually becomes more generous than even the air you are breathing. You know, that one is free. It chases you wherever you go. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more generous than that one. So give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moderately. Whatever you can give, you will never regret. There are a lot of privileges, protection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from masaib in this dunya because of your charity, and increase in your rizq. And also on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the better replacement. That's the best saving you are making. The best saving you are making. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it qasima al-riba. Muqabila al-riba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yabhaqullahu al-riba wa yurbi al-sadaqat. Because riba is based on exploitation of the blood, of sucking the blood of others. Living on at the expense of others. The person will go and tire himself and get whatever he gets, and based on injustice, and you will come and take it from him. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, you don't find a sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is harsh in the Quran, you know, against this sin than the riba. Never been permissible in any system and any sharia that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to any prophet. So give charity, you will never regret in this life. You have a full protection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last thing I will conclude with, the issue of itikaf for those of you who can afford going for itikaf. It's really interesting and important for you to have sometimes at least those 10 days that you'll be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Because you're supposed to be in the masjid alone, isolating yourself, doing nothing except Quran and praying and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sleeping. No chatting with others for 10 days. For any amount of days, if you can, even one day, even half a day, according to some scholars, is fine. Go to the masjid right after Fajr, you stay in the masjid, you go out after Maghrib, when you break your fast. These are just a few. Any righteous deed you do in Ramadan is supposed to be multiplied. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, don't be lazy. Get ready for this and be serious and try your best every day. Increase the amount of your righteous deed. When the last 10 days of Ramadan comes, you should turn your life upside down. Day should become a night, night should become a day. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. Ahal layla kullahu. Because the most valuable time in Ramadan is the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wake up people in the house and tell the sisters to wake up and ask somebody to tell them that the time to sleep is over. رُبَّ كَاسِيَةٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا عَرِيَةٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Nobody wants his affairs to be exposed to others. But Allah called the day of judgment يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرُ, the day in which the secret is going to be revealed. In front of who? The khalaiq, angels, jinns, and everyone. Imagine on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to expose everything. I believe everyone loves his affairs to be concealed in this life. And also in the hereafter, he wants to see his affairs being conceived. This is your opportunity coming, my dear brothers and sisters, to get this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah will make it continuous. He conceals your affairs here, and he's going to do the same thing for you in the hereafter when you meet. Even the hisab is going to be in secret, total secret. Nobody will know what is going on between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except you and him. Special discussion. Although it's based on reminding you about what you did, but at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you, go to paradise. So get ready, my dear brothers and sisters, train yourself. Ramadan is madrasa. Don't get bored. I don't know about UIA because I don't pray in UIA, but most of the masajid I'm going, I don't pray Taraweeh here. Don't say I don't pray in UIA. I don't pray Taraweeh here. But most of the masajid I go, in the first day, mashallah, the masjid is full. Second day, the masjid is full. The third day, you start seeing only a bit coming to the masjid. And there we go, until Laylat al-Sabi' wal Ishri. The night of 27th and people will come. Allah. That's why it is not good, actually, for people to connect themselves to a certain period of time because they might not be doing what they're supposed to be doing until that day comes. Go to Makkah on the night of 27th, you will think this is Hajj, right? Yeah, you will think this is Hajj. Where were they before? As if righteousness is only on the night of 27th, because they believe that this is Laylat al-Qadr. And we're just looking for Laylat al-Qadr. In Islam, we have this concept, which is to tell people what will make them motivated to keep moving, so that at the end of the day, they will not do the ittikal. Ittikal means, oh, alhamdulillah, I know that if I die and say la ilaha illallah, everything is done. And then they will stop doing the righteousness and the additional things they used to do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be honest to yourself. Make sure that you remember that the journey is very long. Wallahi, you need this. So be serious, my dear brothers and sisters. Your day, your first day of Ramadan shouldn't be better than the second day. Try, always improve. Improve until the end of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to see this month of Ramadan and to utilize it, the best utilization. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And our dars will stop inshallah until a week after Eid. Inshallah, then we come for the Riyadh As-Salihin, inshallah. We will still have our tafsir in the Kulliyah of Economics, inshallah, on Saturday, Monday, and Thursday, right? Inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.